This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Another reason why I would prefer Kyle Tucker to Cody Bellinger. If Cody Bellinger's market continues to heat up, because you've heard so many teams connected to him, including the Mets, and all of a sudden Bellinger ends up with something far greater than maybe we could even project today on November 18th.
You mean an offer?
An offer.
Right.
And the negotiations, like a bidding war, if you will. I would feel much more comfortable giving Kyle Tucker the mega contract than Cody Bellinger, just based on their history.
Yeah.
There's a guy in Cody Bellinger who wasn't that long ago was benched because he couldn't hit. Like, it wasn't that long ago that he was a 165 hitter for the Dodgers. So, I guess in the back of my mind, I still think about that. I know, as a Yankee fan, you think of just this past year. And there's nothing negative about this past year. He basically went out and played every day. He had a really good year. Almost drove in 100 runs at 30 home runs almost. Had a really productive year. But you got to look at his whole career. And if you're getting in a bed on a seven-year deal, you have to look at one's whole career even more.
Yeah.
I think trying to project what they're going to do.
Yeah, I think a lot of this is going to be what the deal looks like. And whether the short-term viability and upside versus the long-term viability and upside. Because these guys don't want short deals. And it's hard to blame them. But ultimately, because Cody was one of those guys a few years ago that kind of got left in the cold, right?
Yes.
Ended up not signing, had to do... And I don't want to say a team-friendly, but a team-friendly deal just to get somewhere.
Yeah, he did a three-year deal with a bunch of opt-outs.
Yes, exactly. And that's, like, he doesn't want to do that.
No, yet. He wants his payday.
Yes.
I don't blame him for that. But if I have to decide between a bigger payday for Kyle Tucker versus a big payday for Cody Bellinger, I'm always going to side with the better player. And I'm telling you, I say this because I've learned my lesson. I call myself out for this. All the way back in 2018, we were having a discussion about Manny Machado being a trade target and eventually a free agent. And at the time, the Yankees had a pretty good shortstop named Didi Gregorius. And clearly, Manny Machado was better, but the emotion of what Didi had been doing for the Yankees led Yankee fans and even myself as an IBO to be like, you know what? Manny's better, but I'm not screwing around. I want to stick with Didi.
I want the chemistry, the glue guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't always work.
No, and I
sometimes it does, though.
Sometimes, but I think sometimes it's got to be simple. And the simple answer is, who's better? It's like the old question at the bar. Who's a better player? And Kyle Tucker's a better player. So I would just side with that.
I just think, I know where you're going with that comp. I think it's a little unfair to compare Didi Gregorius to Cody Bellinger. Based on his career, based on everything he did last year. I get that it's a heartstrings thing with Yankee fans, but they're not even the same stratosphere as a player.
I don't think the heartstrings are there for that, like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For Cody, though.
I think there are. I think Yankee fans got won over by him, but I think Evan's point is fan favorite. Listen, like, Didi Gregorius is not the same player. Cody Bellinger's a legitimate all-star caliber player.
I'll give you this, because, again, no comp is perfect. So anytime I make a comparison, of course, you can find differences. There's no perfect comparison. Yes, Cody Bellinger is closer to Kyle Tucker than Didi Gregorius was to Manny Machado.
Yes.
But there was still those emotional intangibles, like the things you can't describe, that made Yankee fans believe they were better off sticking with Didi Gregorius.
Right. No, it's like Pete Alonso and Vlad Guerrero Jr. Vlad's the better player, but you Met fans won the
game. Not true, though. If you look at the last 3 years and compare the numbers, Alonso was superior. He actually was.
I'm proud of you.
No, you try to tie at heartstrings. I give you the facts. I had this fight with Met fans last year. Now, I think what's altered that is that Vlad had such a big playoff that Met fans, I don't know if Met fans anymore because Vlad signed long-term, but they would look at that and say, see, this is why you won Vlad. But no, if you look at the numbers over the last 3 or 4 years, I'd actually argue Pete was far superior. Do me a favor. When you try to throw a Met thing in there, you're going to cause me to go off the rails and start arguing.
Evan, I threw a dodgeball and you caught it. I'm out.
But it was a heartstring thing.
It was. I wanted to see how he reacted.
That's a good one. That was subtle. That was good.
It was a nice try. We'll get to the Cam Scottaboo situation coming up. We broke this down yesterday, and then it happened, and to hear everyone's overreactions has only brought smiles to my face. So we'll get to that a little bit later on. And coming up this segment, I promise, in the next 15 minutes, I will explain why trading Brandon Nimmo won't happen, and it's stupid. 888-808-1019, the number. Derek is in Staten Island. What's up, Derek?
Hey, Evan Tiki. How you the guys doing?
All's good.
Good, man.
Before, Evan, I need to disagree with you, but before I do, I just want to be clear on three things. Number one, I was on the Tucker train after Soto.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I agree with Sean. I'd love to get both, but those Yankees are long gone. Now we have the Hal Yankees. And number three, Tucker is a far superior hitter than Bellinger. That's not even close. You can't compare it. That being said, after watching Cody Bellinger for 162 games, he's not a good defender. He's not a great defender. That guy is an elite defender at all three outfield spots. You can put him anywhere, and he plays tremendous defense. I don't know if Tucker's going to be a great left fielder. I've never seen him do it. And Cody Bellinger can play first base.
Right.
Now, I do agree with you in a sense, if the money's going to be close, I would pivot toward Tucker. Where I disagree with you is when we compare players, everybody looks at the offense and the numbers. I mean, listen, if you watch Cody Bellinger, there aren't many outfielders in baseball that could compare to him. He is that good.
All right, so then, to your point, stick with the defense. Not going to bore you with offensive numbers. Kyle Tucker has been asked for the last 5 years to play one position. That's it. And by the way, that usually happens with really good baseball players. They're not asked to play five different positions or four different positions. In being asked to play right field,
but now
you're
making that sound like it's a negative.
No, I'm about to defend Kyle Tucker. He's played the same position for 5 years, and he's been really good at it. He won a Gold Glove a couple of years ago. So he's really good at right field. Saying, well, he doesn't play center, and he doesn't play left, and he doesn't play first, he hasn't been asked to. So do I assume Kyle Tucker could easily play center field? No, I can't assume that. But I also don't think it's a negative on Tucker that he's played one position for the last 5 years and has done it really, really well. Now, early in his career, he did play some left field. It was early in his career. Wasn't a lot. I can't tell you how good he was. I'm going to assume if you're playing a Gold Glove right field, you can also play a Gold Glove left field.
Well, it's like Aaron Judge. You know he's a really good right fielder, but you throw him in center, you know he's a pretty good center fielder as well.
Until game five of the World Series.
Yeah, he dropped one ball.
Well, I mean,
he built 1,000 bridges.
It's kind of a big ball. So I agree that Bellinger provides more versatility. No one can argue that. But it's not like we're talking, sorry, Tommy, about Juan Soto in right field here. Kyle Tucker is a Gold Glove caliber right fielder. So it's not as if he's some kind of negative defensively.
Right.
He just doesn't have the same resume of playing so many different positions. And I just don't think, while that's nice, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Because I think eventually you want Spencer Jones or Jason Dominguez to play one position. You're hoping Ben Rice is the first baseman. And so you're hoping that Cody Bellinger over the next 5 years literally only plays one position. You're signing him now with an eye on he can play numerous positions, but 4 years from now, don't you think we're probably looking at Bellinger settling in at one position?
Yeah, and also what coincides with 4 years from now, we know Giancarlo Stanton will be gone, freeing up the DH position. We'll see about first base and moving Judge around too as well at that point.
Exactly. And that just argued Kyle Tucker for me. Thank you.
I'm with Tucker. I'm telling you. I'm with both.
We're not anti Kyle Tucker. I think that's what you're hearing. That's not what we're saying. We also understand it's complicated. It's complicated because he wants an 11-year deal, and it's complicated because there could be alternatives that are just easier to get done.
You know what's it's just refreshing for once in our sports argument life to not have to sit here and go, it's got to be this or it's got to be that.
Yeah.
How awesome is this to go, give me either. I'm good. And I think that's awesome.
That's true.
Let's go to Rashad in the Bronx. What's up, Rashad?
Hey, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Tiki.
What's up?
All right, so before I get to my point, I'm going to say I'm for Kyle Tucker. Easily, Kyle Tucker. But this posed a question for me. And I think Tommy just mentioned it too. When we do have, if we do sign Kyle Tucker, where are we going to move Judge to? Because Stan is still clocking up the DH spot.
Yep.
And we're going to sign for an 11-year deal. Eventually, we don't want Judge playing center field. He's 34 years old. We got to preserve him as much as possible.
I think the answer, so here's how I would answer that. I would in all likelihood move Kyle Tucker to left field, but I'd have a conversation with Aaron Judge. Yeah. I'd say, look, are you comfortable moving to left field? Because I think both guys...
Or first base.
I don't think they're going to do that. I think that's a down-the-road situation. Like if Ben Rice fails at first base and he doesn't turn into the player we expect, that maybe you can do that. I think in the short term, you have a conversation with both guys based on comfort. This isn't an A-Rod Jeter situation. Because I don't think Aaron Judge cares. Like, I think Aaron Judge would gladly play left field. The guy played center field, like
Has he played left field?
Yes.
Frequently? A lot.
No, but he played it last year. Like, there were certain days where they would actually flip him into left field. So he's done. I'll give you the exact number in a second. But I don't think it's that complicated. I think you've got two Gold Glove caliber right fielders, and basically you pick one of them to play left field, and they're probably going to play it at a high level. Aaron Judge played 5 games in left field in 2024, and that's it. So he only has 5 games of experience, 225 in center, 719 in right. But do you honestly think like him playing left field would be any kind of issue?
Not really, because he's a good athlete, and he's good eyesight, so to speak.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.